Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday. This is the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing. Date today is the 18th of December, 2017. So we'll clear the date to get rid of the energetic cordings from you from this date, from the past. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next we'll energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a condition, situation, an owie or something, I'll help you get some relief here. So I'll get you off of that one timeline that you're looking at. Count to 10 to release you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Oh, Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here with everybody. This is the Healing Highway, and we're live on BBS Radio Station 1 tonight. We'll be with you for the next hour. And we invite you to submit any questions, comments, or testimonials you might have if you've been doing the clearings and healings that are offered by Ron Amatron, our host. And you can find out more information about Ron at creationlightship.com. That's also where all of the healings are located that you'll do, should you choose to. And there's also a lot of links there that you can check out for information. We welcome your questions and comments at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you can find us by clicking the link on our BBS radio homepage. You can submit questions via the fast chat there, or you can just send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we're here every Monday, and Ron also does radio shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday on BBS, and we're doing shows, too, on Thursday and Sunday. So a lot of people listen and get a lot of information and submit questions. So there's a couple of really interesting questions in the inbox tonight, and Ron also did yesterday a 7-hour healing intensive call. So if you were on that, and of course we always welcome your experiences, and it's helpful to share them with our other listeners. So if you have something to write in, you're more than welcome to do that. And again, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can just use our fast chat link located on our BBS radio homepage if you'd like to just send your question anonymously. So we have that set up for you. Okay, so somebody was wondering, Ron, yesterday they were on the Saturday call, and they had to lay down, and they couldn't stay awake. And they're saying this is highly unusual to be so sleepy unless I have jet lag, which I didn't. I just fell asleep. Is this common?
Yeah, it can be common. I would say probably 30% of the people do kind of rest or nod out a little bit during the calls. The last part we did for bone marrow and bone density. The first part dealt with cartilage, tendons, and ligaments. So they're both pretty heavy-duty healings that we did about the two calls here. So back to you. But yeah, it is okay to go to sleep. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, I feel that a lot of people do experience that while they're on the calls. It's a very deep sense of relaxation and peace. And this listener is a newer listener, so they were just wondering, Ron, if that was something that happens. And I think it does. Quite a few of our listeners have experienced that on the calls. So we'll move on here. This is kind of an interesting one. This listener had a question about their grandfather. And they said, my grandfather was poisoned in France in World War I, possibly Agent Orange. This has been popping into my consciousness lately. I occasionally see a glimpse of him on a horse. You have said in the past that we are living the lives of our grandparents. So how do I clear this poison away? And they've already done the whole lifetime emotional clearing, mental body, infection body, feeling body, curses, hexes, and spells, the soul family disconnection, and the body jumpstart bundle, to name a few. And they wrote that, I feel like I'm being warned about the air.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me, too. I would probably do a timeline crash for that incident in your DNA. Oh, you may want to hypothetically figure out maybe what year that could be. Maybe you might know. So that DNA is activated in you through having those dreams/visions or whatever of poor air quality, and that's probably being activated now in you through getting that situation happening. I'd probably just do timeline crashes on it. You want to do quite a few because you're not having the awareness of it. So back to you, Elizabeth, if you've any other ideas.
Well, the timeline crashing is always a good thing to do. I don't know if there is an infection body clearing for that generation specifically. I'm just looking it up here. You could always maybe run... I'm thinking infection body, timeline crashing, and then the clearing that you offer, Ron, that has something to do with poisons, but it's alien poisons. I don't know if there's something to do with what would have happened in the past. That might be a different type of thing, right?
And you could go into one of the seven generational clearings possibly and do that, but you maybe the special clearing for that time, you can input that situation too and do it that way. He has a whole lifetime clearing maybe. So back to you.
Yeah, okay, thanks. And if anybody has any ideas or has encountered maybe clearing out some stuff that happened to somebody in your past, a relative or family member, that is a very interesting thing because it does manifest in our DNA and it affects how we live in the present. So there's a great explanation of timeline crashing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it is actually a recommended healing. So if you would like to go and check that out and read more about timelines and how they affect us, you can do so by just clicking the link in the drop-down menu on the left-hand side. Under recommended healings, you'll see not only timeline crash, but space-time crash. And if anybody else has any suggestions, I would say with things like visions and dreams, the best thing to do is to timeline crash them because those are things that are being shown to you from your past or while you're being abducted while you're sleeping. So a lot of people, if they see dream images, they'll just timeline crash the date of the night before with the dreams, and they'll get off those timelines. So those are really effective in dealing with, you know, if you're seeing images or looking and, you know, feeling connected to those timelines. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, there's quite a few things that happened to people in the past. Unfortunately, a lot of people who have ancestors who were in the military or possibly served their country or were fighting overseas, it's a lot of baggage that comes into our present. And I would say, like, the majority of people do have or know somebody who was involved with that. So it's a big issue, as well as continuing into the present day here. So we'll let that one sit a little bit, and we'll move on to another question. This is kind of interesting, Ron. I don't know if you know this, but this listener reported that in Ecuador, the airport blocked the CLS Creation Lightship website. So they just wanted to share this, and they're saying how it's interesting how they were in the airport in Ecuador, and the airport controls the internet sites. They had no problem accessing the Creation Lightship website and doing clearings the place they stayed at. But when they went to go to the airport, for some reason, they couldn't get onto the site.
Okie dokie.
Oh, not sure why that would be, but who knows? Okay. All right, so somebody else had a question about they were listening to the BBS podcast of December 13th, 2017, and they heard you mentioning rituals of dark side practitioners and burning candles. And they're wondering about burning candles in their homes. And they're wondering, do we invoke unwanted creatures or entities drawn to the light, or does it remove them?
Oh, well, that's a good question. It depends what your intent is. I would guess as to the candles being burned. I would say that if, let's say that your neighbor is doing some rituals using candles, okay? And with that, entities come into their house, maybe for their seance or whatever they're doing, okay? Well, they're just not going to be looking for that particular house. They'd be looking for a house next door just by accident, looking for a candle. If you have one on, very possibly, yes, it could draw something to you. It's like having a picture of something, you know, on a T-shirt. That'll draw that type of entity to you also. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, if there's nothing going on in your neighborhood with burning candles and it's not being flagged by entities who want to use candles that you can't see, then it'll probably be fine. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. As far as things being drawn to the light, no, the light wouldn't produce, the candle wouldn't produce light for entities to go into. It's just like a symbol. So, and there could be more to it than that also. But basically, does have a different meaning, you know, when you have candles lit and you are around places doing rituals, because it will draw the energy to you. Interesting question.
Yeah, you know, Ron, that it is interesting. And I was wondering that, too, about incense, because that also has kind of a significance in a lot of religions. So I know a lot of people burn incense, and they are maybe just doing it to, you know, make their house smell better. But I wonder if that, because of the historical significance, if perhaps that would also have a similar effect? Like, would it draw things to you? Like, this, I don't know. Or I guess it depends on, like, where the incense is made or where the candles are made or, you know, are they religious candles or, you know, whatnot? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's...
I would imagine, like, the context has something to do with that.
Yeah, and how they're being used and what... Yeah, I would say that'd be correct, you know? So you could be drawing that energy of... whatever likes that particular smell to your room. Oh, yeah, it's something I never really, you know, thought of even looking at. But, yeah, that probably would draw whatever's there. Remember, like attracts like, and what they're used to having, you know, what those energies have to be around you, you know. Probably more, we're not talking about maybe alien, we're talking about Earth-based things, which could be alien, but, you know, they've been hanging out here, and they look for that. So, you know, you have to judge for yourself if it's useful or not, and if you're going to be drawing something to you that you may not want to have inside of your house. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And then they have those LED candles that don't actually have a flame, but they look like candles. So I don't know if those would even have the same effect. Okay, so I guess this was from a couple of days ago, maybe even a week or so ago. I'm not sure because it was sent through the fast chat, but somebody said, "Dear Ron, thank you for the healing sample of the human mitochondria. The depth of healing I felt was incredible and precise, and I felt my spirit in my body like I never have before. My body feels quite heavy in a good way. Huge thank you." So what is a biological representation of the spirit in the human body?
Well, the spirit looks like you physically, so that's what all I can say on it. If you have a condition in your body of something, then so will your spirit. So your spirit will have all of your body organs, have your blood, your skeleton, everything else connected to it, because it has to be you. And along with that, it has the energetic body's blueprints that look like you also. It works with all of those, or they work with it, or come into it. If they didn't have any effect on it, then your spirit would look like you, I would guess, being brand new on your death. And that doesn't happen. And your spirit would always look good according to your age, I would suspect. So your spirit does take on the densities of everything and the dramas and traumas. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, and it's possible that you're feeling heavier because you're feeling a lot more substantial, and you're able to kind of get more into your body because the other stuff that was keeping you from doing that has been cleared away. So, yeah, I don't know what the biological representation would be, but I think that is a great testimonial, and thanks for sending. Okay, so somebody else said the PSY as in psychic sounds the same as the SCI in science. And they're just pointing this out to make listeners aware that the psi in psychic and science are noticed the same sound in the first syllable. So maybe they're working on some kind of clearing with that word. And we just got a request, Ron, if you would do an alien release, please.
Not this moment.
Okay. All right. So somebody else is asking, what do you think of cryptocurrency? Even the name suggests it's not a good idea. I'm not really sure what that is. But I don't.
That's just digital money, I guess.
Digital money. Okay.
I have no comment on it.
Okay. Somebody else is asking, I guess this has to do with the New Earth infusion that you did a couple of weeks ago, where it was kind of like you took a space in our house and put us on the New Earth, or put that space on the New Earth. And they wrote in that they're sleeping well and still felt focused and wanting to clean up on the physical side in their own home, but they're still enjoying the New Earth infusion.
That's nice. Yeah, we'll probably be doing that clearing maybe the third or fourth month of the year. You do your better space house clearing with the new earth energies like we did before. Well, back to you. So if you missed out,
I feel like I need to do that one again because I was After you did it, I was doing really well, and now my room's become a cluttered mess again. So I'm assuming maybe I'm not on the new earth anymore. But yeah, that would be great. So we'll keep everybody posted about that. It was a great clearing, the light infusions that Ron did with all the different colors and places and spaces in our houses. And it was really great if you live in a small house, because you got kind of like supercharged focus on all of the different rooms. If you only have a few rooms, Ron just kept, you know, re-clearing them. So that was really cool. And somebody else is asking about that when you do the healings at the beginning of the radio show, and they're saying, I've always been curious about this. We're not supposed to think, and we are supposed to say the mind heart drop out loud. When we go to the light ship, we need to say our condition out loud for the light beings to heal us. So I'm curious about the healing you always do at the beginning of your shows. You have us think about one pain or issue, and you remove this one timeline. How is this different?
Didn't quite get the question, but at the beginning of each show, I release you from that particular month, day, year, which now it's this one, but it goes back to like 2016, 15, 14, you know, I'm down. That you're connected with. So what happens is that each day of the year you go through a situation, whether it's a little one or a gigantic one, or there's some kind of major historical event that's playing itself out on a particular day. So when I clear today's date, if you're attached to that date, going back in time, the month and the day, you're going to be taken off of that timeline. That a major event happened, good or bad. Oh, it's energetic cordings of that particular day and month being released from you. What was the other part of the question?
Well, Elizabeth? I think they're wondering if we have to say, you know, when you're releasing that, do we have to say anything out loud, whereas when we go to the light ship, we have to make it known?
No, you don't have to say anything. No, it's done automatically. I guess you could say something out loud, maybe if you feel maybe pain and anxiety or something from a, you know, last, you know, maybe 10 years ago on that date or something, because it's quarter to you, but it should be automatically released. You could say that if you wanted to, if you knew what happened. Let's just say maybe you got married on that particular day, like today.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it was 30 years ago. And then 20 years ago, you got a divorce on a different day, but you still have the remembrance of being married. Maybe that has more impact on you than having a divorce. You will have that day of the divorce recycling too, but, you know, we're just doing one day on it. So it can help you erase that timeline that you had when you got married. Because you're thinking about it. Remember, the first thought that you have is what we're eliminating. That's the strongest energy that you're connected with. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I think it's different because it has to do with when Ron starts the show and clears the date. It's like a different kind of healing tactic that he's using. Whereas when you're on the light ship and the light beings are working directly with you, you have to tell them what's wrong because they are not judging you when you're asking for healing. So you have to tell them what you want your healing, because they will always see you as being perfect. They're not in judgment, and they are not making judgments about you. So it's a little bit different, I think, because that's like a personal experience, and it pertains to everyone, each person differently, whereas this is kind of just Ron is generally just taking away the energy from that date, or if we had a particular issue on that date. Right, Ron?
Yes, it's if you have an issue, but all the dates you do normally have issues on, and if you're having an issue, thought of you knowing about it, and by clearing the date, that issue leaves you. Remember, you're always being courted by something, and whatever played out in the movie set, we'll say, on that particular day from your past, whether you recognize it or not, still connected to it. Remember, everything is copy and paste. So don't you understand that? And you go, oh, geez, now I know why I'm having this problem over again. They just copy and paste the energy from the past into me today or tomorrow or yesterday. And I might be having that experience. So like right now we're on Monday. Maybe the day tomorrow, the 19th, was your awful day. So, you know, now you know about what we got off today off you. And maybe you may want to go in because tomorrow could be that awful day that you had a couple of years ago. So now you want to go in and timeline crash it. Let's just leave that as a scenario. So let's say the date of the 19th is when you got into your fender bender with your brand new car, because somebody ran stop sign because they were wanted to go grocery shopping or Christmas shopping or whatever. And so now the 19th comes, and right away you know, as right now you're one day away from that, oh man, that's when I got my car wrecked. And now you look at your car and you go, man, now that left front fender, the color of that doesn't match anything else on my car. You know, my car always looks wounded. You know, and something happened to it because they didn't paint the whole car. So now whenever you look at your car, you see that situation with it. So what can you do? Well, you know what's going to happen tomorrow, so you could do timeline crashes, maybe a whole bunch of those, a thousand of them, on having the car in the fender bender to get the energy off of the car, which can't create another accident for you, remember? Remember, it's hanging on to the energy. And you being afraid to drive in that intersection, having that fender bender also. That's why you want to, you know, clear the date of that to get rid of it. And you should feel at peace with it. You know, the car may need a lot of energy work done on it also. As it knows that fender, let's paint it a different color, you know, it didn't match, we'll say, that it's now not feeling right. It's not, being the way it was on the 18th. So, I could probably stir up some questions for everybody. Well, anyway, that's what happened. Back to you. Timeline crash, people.
Yeah. Timeline crash, timeline crash, timeline crash. That is the message we try to send to everybody. It really improves many situations, and I know it is a very big time commitment to do that, but you can also set it up to run, you know, while you're at work or you're not home. And somebody was asking, is it possible to have three windows up at the same time running the same healing? And yes, it is. So you could do multiple timeline crashes if you have a big enough monitor screen. I just have this vision of one day having multiple computers and being able to run different windows at once. I think that would be awesome. Like Ron has at the expo. It's always great to be able to do that. You feel so much better. Okay, so somebody else is asking, Ron, if we could please have a sample of the loneliness clearing, of a loneliness clearing.
Okay, so you need to bring up maybe a person's face or something, animal, that you feel lonely because you're not seeing that person or whatever any longer, so that's why you're lonely. So bring it up, and we'll see if we can put that back to like zero charge on it for you. Here we go. Okay. count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go, everybody.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And I'm just wondering if there are people who are feeling that particular emotion of being lonely or feeling alone. I'm just wondering what they could do in terms of more in-depth healing.
Well, we have a loneliness clearing. I may have to send you the code, but you could buy that. Send me the receipt for that clearing, and I could send you the logins for that.
Yeah, that may be a special clearing.
We do have a loneliness. It's not online, I don't think.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I was looking for it, and I don't ever remember.
Yeah, I think it'll be up at some point here, but right now, if you do feel lonely and you want to do that, just it's a whole lifetime clearing. And, you know, just send me over the payment on that one, you know, your receipt. Remember, do the regular price and half price, so I'll just see where you are with that. That is a whole lifetime clearing, and you need that half price special on that.
Okay. Yeah, that one, I was thinking, I was like, oh, I don't know if this one's online because I don't ever remember running into the loneliness clearing. Okay.
We do have a heartache clearing, too, if it goes deeper than that. You may want to do the heartache one first.
Yeah, I was just looking at all of the current lifetime clearings, the special current lifetime clearings, and there's a lot of them here that could help out with that too. Like there's heartache, guilt release, depression release, desire wanting clearing, and
I think we have a regret clearing too.
Yeah, I'm checking that out now. There's so many different whole lifetime clearings here. Yeah, regret release, panic attack, overwhelmed clearing, jealousy clearing. I would say that all of these emotions probably contribute to the feeling of loneliness. Just looking here. Jealousy. Oh, I said that one. Yeah, and they're all whole lifetime clearings. Okay. So, Ron, is there anything people can do for lung issues from being in the Southern California fires?
Well, you could try the alien oxygen, some colors there, so they could be putting some type of extra contaminants in the air that you're breathing. Could go on probably and maybe do a special clearing for oxygen, with oxygen or something like that. Let's see, what else could you do? See if anybody else has any idea. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, I think this is somebody who's writing in because they're saying that the person who listens doesn't have a computer, so maybe they could run these clearings for this person. That would be okay, right? You could perhaps run the oxygen clearing for someone in instead of them having to do it themselves.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah. Or just find them a used computer for $100 and have them go at a coffee house and run the, you know, the computer.
Yeah, or the library.
The library. Yeah, in the old days, you know, when they didn't really have...
I remember doing that in the old days.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. Nowadays, it's like, you don't have a computer, well, gee, you know, you need to get one. No excuse.
Yeah, it's just kind of part of our life now.
Yeah, you know, in the old days, it wasn't. You know, not going to bring in your desktop with a monitor and all paraphernalia and keyboard and stuff, you know, someplace. Now, laptops are, you know, $100, they'll get you one anywhere. Used one anyway, you know what I mean? Anyway,
refurbished.
Refurbished or whatever, so.
Yeah, and
have them purchase one.
Just use it for running clearings.
I would have them self-empower themselves and not have you do all the work for them. Oh, that's you.
Okay, yeah, that's really important. Somebody's wondering if you can come up with a clearing for DNA.
Well, all the clearings out of our whole lifetime are DNA clearings. We already have that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're referring to there. Oh, all right. Okay, so just looking here, making sure we can do some more possible questions here for tonight. This was sent a couple of days ago, but I don't know if anybody ever got to it, and they were wondering if you could do an implant removal sample tonight, possibly in lower back or upper leg.
Well, what do you think? Which one?
I would say lower back.
Hey, left side or right side?
Well, this person's requesting left back. But
hey.
Yeah, that either side, I don't care. Equally bad.
Okay, so left side, seeing what's there. Maybe the implant can be many things, you know, and these many things of the implants, you know, have different energies, different territories that they're attaching to you. Have an implant for your skin. You could have one for capillaries, maybe. You could have one poisoning you, one into your bloodstream. You could have one for muscles. So there's all different types of implants. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release one of those. Which one is being released? I have no clue, but I can find one and pull it out. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And let's see how your left side of your lower back is feeling, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. That's really awesome. Last week, Ron did a lot of these samples for us, and we talked a lot about potential upcoming calls that might be happening, and I think that implant removals would probably be on that list. So if you're feeling anything related to that, or you'd like to just type in a quick testimonial and send it over to us, if you want to comment on that, what Ron just did, the implant removal or any of the other clearings that we've done, you can feel free to do that. So somebody else is asking, they're doing the 8 expanded death barcode clearings, and it's taking quite a bit of time. They're not looking at the picture the whole time, and they want to know if they're doing something wrong. If it's not taking, and or do they have to start over?
Well, whatever clearing you do on the website is going to work for you. Well, a lot of people, maybe I'd say at the most 20 people over the years have asked me if they're doing clearing proper or not. There could be something that may not be right with the procedure and, you know, the protocol. Other than that, if you get on a clearing and the timer's running, it's working. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Just find out that you did, you know, something out of order. It's still going to work. And, you know, when you have the unlimited version, I think you're talking about death barcode. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so on the death barcode, when you pay for it one time for the present lifetime, you have your present lifetime to release the barcode or code that you have and need to contact me, you know, to let you know how many you have. We'll say that you're listening right now and you did 7 death barcodes 3 years ago. And you go, well, I wonder if I picked up one or two because I had a couple of close calls. You know, my car wreck, I had a car wreck and, you know, may not have looked like a fatal one, but it was a wreck. Now you're wondering if you picked up anything more from the last 3 years. And you send me an email and say, Ron, I did 7 barcodes 3 years ago. Do I have any new ones? And I'll look at you and see if you did. Now, for the other people, and now, you know, that's the unlimited present death barcode. So you first get the original ones that I tell you, and if you have any additional ones that you want to clear, that's fine. Now, the other one is the unlimited death barcode. That's a different clearing that is using the death barcode, but you go in and you can do different things on it. So this one we just started creating, I guess maybe 6 months ago, where I started adding different things to it. So you have a depression death barcode, have a fear death barcode. You know, you have other ones listed along with the mind of the body. So you have used that clearing, say, a month ago before we changed it to make it into the unlimited, which is the way it really should have been initially when I set the website up. So if you, you know, we put this clearing on. So if you have done those in the past, that's perfectly fine. Now if you want to move forward, you need to purchase the unlimited version to get all those extra options. And so if you go to the website, it'll be a different page. So if you have the unlimited, just use the unlimited code to go in there and to do that. And there may be some more items added as time goes on, so, that you could enter in there. But normally, just bought the present one, yeah, just let me know. And whatever you have, I can tell you. Anything that's added new to you, we'll say. Or if you just got it one time, you know, you're going to have the answer sent to you. Take a day or two. And you know, from there, you clear it out. For those who got the unlimited version, now you have the option of using the extra one of the emotion, I believe. You have stress, fear listed, depression, and I think you have the mind of the body. And those are all add-ons to the original death barcode. And those you only do 1 hour clearing on. For the original one, the present one, you do that for 2 hours. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think it'll work. You can always, like, just place your picture in front of the monitor if you can't, like, sit there and be there the whole time. But, you know, that's also always an option with any of the clearings, especially the ones that take maybe a bit longer to run or you want to run them overnight. You can always just use that option. Okay, so someone wrote in and they said with the last implant sample healing, they felt a rush of heat and warmth on their lower back.
Yeah, I guess, that's, you know, I could say that's wonderful that you felt that. You know, actually, for me, looking at everybody, it's very sad that these things are attached to you.
Yeah,
that's why we have all
tough.
These remedies on the website to restore yourself back to better health. But, yeah, it's just, It's just bad. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I know those implants are really awful. And I think they're also, like, terrible for Ron to clear because they're just not really supposed to be there, and they're just, you know, really disgusting and difficult to work with. So, let's see. Someone else is asking if the situation in California with the fires has anything to do with the aliens.
Huh, yeah, I would say that's it. And the aliens could actually be, you know, wearing a uniform of some sort, you know, in a body, a human-looking body. So, yes, definitely so. So we're doing a lot of cleanup on that. It should be hopefully helping out to some degree. That's probably why the fires are a little bit less or more contained. But yeah, everything here is alien. Remember that. Whatever happens, it's because the aliens got involved with you or with some programming or something, you know, to cause you harm. You know, it's like go out in the woods in the summertime and you get bit by a mosquito and you go, geez, you know, this is an alien species here biting me. And, you know, they brought them in. Or like the Black Widow energy or the snake energies. You know, anyway, so the. It's just a, you know, it's life forms without spirits, let's put it that way. Now, I won't say that like a garden snake or gopher snake or something like that, you know, should be killed because they're an alien. No, I'm not saying that. Mosquitoes, yes. But, you know, those other types of snakes, no, you know, because they're living and they're not causing you any harm, okay? You have to look at that. Are they causing harm to maybe a, what would you call it, a little squirrel or chipmunk that is being eaten by one? Yeah, it is. So if the snake wasn't here, we'll say maybe, you know, that chipmunk or squirrel would still be living. You know, I can't get into that, so I don't go out and kill snakes because it's a dark side a creation. So... anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think a lot of the times it's just we have to make peace with certain creatures ourselves. We may have emotional attachments about them or upon seeing them that you know, they're not really meaning us any harm. We just kind of are afraid of them for whatever reason, and it a lot of the times is an irrational fear. I just kind of have made peace with things like that, so I'm not affected by them. And a lot of that work is by doing the emotional clearing. That's kind of the one that Ron recommends everybody do before kind of leaping into your healing journey here. But that's the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and I think you'll find that if you are able to complete that, a lot of the other issues in your life kind of just don't really have much meaning. And it's funny, the person was asking about the candles and the incense, or I guess I brought up the incense, but, you know, the candles, it's interesting, not specifically saying candles, but a lot of the practices and things that you used to do or that you were drawn to, you simply just don't do them anymore. Without even really thinking about it too much, you just kind of are different, and you're not really drawn to people and things and practices that are emotionally charged, or you kind of like leave a lot of the drama behind. So that's a really positive thing.
Yeah,
about...
and if you were drawn to it in the past, then you want a timeline crash, that organization or thing that you're doing, because the energy is still with you.
Yeah.
I guess another way of looking at it is, let's just say that 10 years ago, you twisted your ankle, so you had to get crutches, okay? And so you still have those crutches in your closet. You don't want to get rid of them. Maybe they cost you $30 or something. And for some reason, you think you need it to have it around just in case you twist your ankle again. The same thing as the candle burning that you could have did, you know, 20 years ago. Oh, what does that tell you? It tells you that you're still connected to the energy of your foot problem, and the crutches are there to help you out. So right away, you could be putting that hurt ankle or whatever on a timeline, because you open your closet door, you know, every day to get your clothes, and they're in the back there collecting dust. And so right away, it puts you onto that timeline each time you see it. And then you go into the pain that you had and how maybe you tripped with the crutches and you couldn't walk up the stairs right. You know, wherever you're going with it, you know, with your mind and your memories, man, get rid of those crutches. You know, so you're not reconnecting. And then your timeline crashes on it. So you don't want to have memories from the past infecting your current day. That infection could kill you. So back to you.
Yeah, that's so important. And it is very important to get off those timelines and really put in the time and the work it takes to disconnect yourself from those, maybe those practices that you did before you knew about what you were doing. It's like what Ron always says, you don't know what you don't know.
And I can talk about something here from a little sideways. I don't know what Indian chief did this. May have been Geronimo. I don't know. There's maybe five that everybody talks about. I don't have them, you know, Chief Joseph or somebody. But anyway, there was an Indian chief that went up against, I guess, the cavalry. And you may know the story, but I can just kind of paraphrase it here. Somehow, I guess the Indians were on one side and the cavalry was on the other. And I don't know how many soldiers there were. I would imagine it was probably a couple hundred. And so this Indian chief rode up to them with his force. And I think the story was like he was like 50 feet from all these soldiers, and they kept shooting bullets at him. Okay? So maybe he was a hologram. Maybe he, you know, stood his ground, but I think he said that he saw the bullets as raindrops. So naturally, he would have to take his consciousness with the raindrops and also include his force. And I think he just prayed it up and down. You know how the soldiers are normally in a straight line. I think he prayed it up and down until they ran out of bullets. So if anybody has heard about that, maybe you can say who it was and maybe... anybody's interested where they could find that, you know, what the chief's name was. But that's, remember, how he firmly believed that he would not be injured with that. I'm kind of tying that in with those crutches, okay? But when you see the crutches, naturally it's the opposite of that. This is here because I'm going to get hurt, okay? So the Indian chief knew that the bullets would not affect him. So self-empowerment to the max. Back to you.
Yeah, that is so cool, Ron. And I wish we could talk more about this. We're actually coming to the end of the show here. So I'll turn it back over to you for any last-minute thoughts or questions, and then the Mind to Heart Drop. And just want to remind everybody that Ron does shows on BBS all week long, so please check out our BBS radio homepage for his upcoming broadcasts. And if you can, join us tomorrow for the cording removal special and maybe some of the other weekly calls. You can find out more about them at the top of creationlightship.com. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, so we have coming up on the 25th, which is a Monday, probably I think a week from today, we have our body organ restoration call, and that one's $50. So if you want to come on, it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, and we'll be doing that. If you need a flyer sent to you or something, you don't have one, you could probably ask, you know, through the CLS questions to receive that flyer. But basically, it's, I believe, a three-hour call, and starts 1 o'clock Pacific, like I said. Do a, maybe a donation. I'd be on the website to get the code. If you don't get them, give me an email. If you have them by going on the website, that's perfectly fine. And that's our last event that we're having for this month as far as specials. And then a week away from that, we have our New Year's call starting the same time. That's a $20 call. We go through the months of the energy for next year. Okay, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. And we'd like to know the name of that Indian chief, just for my own information, just to know what it was. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit. You take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I'm going to do it the short way. And if you don't have this, if it doesn't work for you, then you have to do it yourself from 10 to 1. But I'm going to do it just 3, 2, 1. People who have been doing this for quite a while, maybe a week or two, you can do it this way. So I just want to have a show with it on there the short way. So here we go. This is maybe for the old bees, we'll say. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. So if you are doing it this way, if you try to think and you can't, 3, 2, 1 will work for you. Everybody, so blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And naturally, thanks all you listeners listening. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.